time now to bring on stage one of the regular Here We Go groups. Four young men from Liverpool paying their fourth visit to the show. And this must surely be one of the most dynamic groups in the country today. So stand by now as we bring you the sound of the Beatles.
The world is treating me bad, misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry. The world is treating me bad, misery. I've lost an hour for sure. I won't see her no more. It's gonna be a drag.
Misery, one of the tracks there from the Beatles' new LP to be released shortly, and it's titled Please, Please Me. We'll ask the Beatles to stay on stage for another of their own compositions. Do you want to know our secrets?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do that. Do you want to know a secret?
Do that.
Do you promise not to tell?
Do that.
We're particularly pleased to have the Beatles with us tonight, as it's always nice to see any of the groups that made their first broadcast on Here We Go hitting the charts in a big, big way. And I think that these boys certainly deserve our warm congratulations, because this time they've returned to us with a number one hit. And that's what we like to see. But what we like to hear, of course, is Please, Please Me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Please Me, written, recorded, and placed at number one by tonight's guests, the Beatles.
Thank you. that. Well, now, you've probably read somewhere recently that John Lennon has been out of the act with a dodgy throat, right, John?
Dodgy, oh, very.
Well, he's back now, as you can hear, and you'll be working with the boys tonight, I guess.
Oh, definitely. I joined them last night, yeah.
Good for you. Now, apart from establishing a sort of fashion in hairstyles, clothes, music, and everything else, you write songs as well, don't you?
Is that what we do?
Well,
we do write songs.
And haven't you written the new one for Kenny Lynch?
Kenny Lynch, yes. I don't know when it's out, but
it's out now.
Why? Quiet.
Why didn't you keep it for yourself? It's a great number.
Well, you know, he's a friend of ours, Kenny. Oh. Well, he's only... we met him on the Helen Shapiro tour. Isn't
I see. Will you do your sing this number yourself?
We've done it on our LP.
Out next week?
Yes.
All right, well, let's hear it right now. Misery.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry.
About a girl I know, she's sitting right here by my side.
Nobody can live on the same stage with this outfit. So if Disney's Lee, George Melly, or Rolf Harris are listening this morning, they've got to introduce these boys at the Albert Hall on April the 18th. And good luck to you, mate. So now let's, from a tremendous stack of requests for Please Please Me this week, who's going to read them?
Oliver.
Right, come on then. Let's have this one.
Here we go. First one's for Bar, Jill, Jane, and all the Beatles fans.
All the Beatles fans!
From Zoo and Viv.
Zoo and Viv!
You mind, dear? We can't have that. Let's have another one.
Well, this is for Vivian Simmons and Form 4D of Bexley Grammar School. Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Bexley Grammar School.
And you went to Hanley-Stoke-on-Trent recently, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
This lot were in the audience.
Yeah, this is for Jean and Gwen, and it's for Bud and Stanley.
Now, Please Please Me by belting up and singing Please Please Me.
Please, 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 oh yeah, I please you.
day was all on my birthday.
By John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles.
All out of troubles and parted. We'll be the same as we started.
We traveled along, seeking this country side by side. Oh, yeah.
This is your song.
Yes. Well, it's a lovely tune. Great favourite of my Auntie Jin's, A Taste of Honey.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine. Do-do-do-do. I dream of your first kiss. Tasting much sweeter than wine. I will return. Yes, I will return. I'll come back for the honey and you.
Do-do-do-do.
Was the kiss that awoke my heart. It lingers still, though we're far apart. A taste of honey,
a taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter than wine. Yes, I will return.
Most of the songs that you sing are original compositions. Which of you composes the song?
Oh, that's me. Yeah,
yes, that's me. Me.
That's what I call togetherness. Well, look, let's get down to brass tacks. The next number, Thank You Girl, you did write yourself, and who had the original idea?
I
give up.
Me.
Let's hear it.
Actually, they did give me a go on the LP, and between you and me, I think that's the track that's selling it. And it's a number called Boys.
Well, I think we should hear it now, Ringo. Thank you very
much. So do I.
I've been told when a boy kisses a girl, take a trip around the world, hey, hey.
I'm sure I'm
Jerry, nice to have you with us. You've been enjoying the show?
Fabulous, thanks, Mark.
Good. Well, now I know you're a great mate of the Beatles, so I wondered if you'd care to introduce their next one for us. They're going to do their new record number.
Oh, very good. Yeah, definitely. Well, this is one which I really think is going to be a hit. Hope so, anyway.
Number one, like yours?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I just hope it's going to be a hit, and nothing more I can say except, how do you do it? If you like it. I sincerely hope that this one...
Tell them what it's called, then.
No, not yet, please.
Oh.
Sincerely hope this one will go from the number one spot from me to you. Thank you.
To a grasshopper's the old phrase. We're knee-deep in the four Beatles once again this afternoon. Side Carl Denver Trio.
We've all had our troubles and parted. We'll be the same as we started.
We've traveled alone, seeking this town this tide. By tide, oh yeah.
And here are those four Beatles up to some no good monkey business.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mail, never fail at the mail, you'd come along, man. Ow! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Santa talking to me, trying to roll me up a creek, so you can buy it, go try it, you can pay my next week. Ow! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hook on me to marry, settle down, get a home, write a book. Ow! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Whoa! filling station, too many tasks, but the winner took the tie, took the all and all again. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Don't want your moderation, get away, leave me.
An old Chuck Berry number, Monkey Business.
What are you two doing up here anyway?
We've come to play Gringo, jolly good.
Oh, we're angry at a drummer.
That'll
do for me. Yes, Ringo's going to give us his one and only song.
Jolly good.
The Boys.
I've been told when a boy kisses a girl, take a trip around the world.
There's been one voice noticeably absent from the Beatles, that of George Harrison. Here's why.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do...
Oh, we shouldn't laugh, George. It's awfully rough. I think I should just add that the programme that you're listening to has been recorded, and we're actually talking to you from a few weeks ago. So if you were by any chance thinking of seeing the Beatles in action, perhaps tonight, there George will be, large as life and twice as beautiful. Right?
Pardon?
On with the music.
The sun is fading away. That's the end of the day. As the June light turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way. Just one kiss and I'll go. June light.
The Beatles, George playing, of course, lead guitar, and I'll Be on My Way.
Don't go! Beatles.
Time now to hear the first one today from our Bill Toppers, the Beatles. It seems to be getting to be a habit these days for us to get as many requests for the Beatles as we do for everything else combined. We do read them all, and I've picked one of them out. I'd like you to read this, George, if you would, because this is a very special request.
Well, this is a request from Peggy Lucas of Matlock, who has asked for us to play anything for Miss Valerie Holmes, who's 15 years old in Sheffield Royal Infirmary.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, you want to know a secret. You promise not to tell.
Listen, you want to know a secret.
Here's that Beatles sound again with Ringo singing Boys.
I've been told when a boy kisses a girl, take a trip around this world. Hey, hey,
bop, shoo, bop, 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 shoo.
Hey, hey,
bop, shoo, bop, 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 shoo.
Hey, hey,
bop, shoo, bop.
Our top beat group, the Beatles. Their fame, it seems, has now spread to Egypt, from where we received the card that John's going to read.
This is from Bick, and it says, please, could you play any Beatle record? I'd like to do Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. Oh, yes.
I'm gonna tell that Mary Connell John said he had the busy body, got a lot of fun, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Jump on now.
Obviously, nearly all the requests for the Beatles this week were for their big one from me to you. And here's a request we had from Senelager in Germany.
at last. You know why they're doing all this? It's for the money.